Gonna go live here. We live, man. All right. We live. All right. So, you guys, welcome to the Power of Ownership podcast. This is Brandon B. Dixon, NMLS 1541210, aka the coldest loan officer on the planet. You know, we're coming to on the podcast live today. Real quickly, I want to get across a good message real fast, and then we're going to go ahead and wrap it up, maybe 20 minutes here. So let's go ahead and introduce the show. Let's go ahead and promote real quickly. We're not going to keep you too long. And we're going to be live on the Power of Ownership podcast for the next maybe a couple episodes till we work out a few kinks, you know what I'm saying, as far as editing. So we're going to go live here for a couple of episodes, and I'm going to give it to you like I, you know, usually come. And also we're going to be on Spotify as well, Spotify, Anchor, and Apple podcast. So I'm calling this Social Media Sundays now. So Social Media, I'm going to go ahead and take care of that on Sundays, every Sunday until we work the kinks out. All right, so let's go ahead and get the show started. Again, my name is Brandon B. Dixon, NMLS 1541210, at Billionaire Loan Officer on all social media. Let's go ahead and introduce my website. It's www.applywithb.com. If you want to go ahead and apply for a mortgage, don't forget I'm a mortgage broker by trade. Also, an actual serial entrepreneur, real estate investor, published author, so on and so forth. My book, Sales the Nucleus in the Profession, is out right now. Amazon, get you a copy of that. So, you know, if you want to learn how to sell and learn how to do high-end sales, which is going to be a skill that you're probably going to need this year, you know, so go get my book, Sales the Nucleus in the Profession. It's out right now. At B&L Loan Officer on all social media, like I said before. If you're trying to get a brand new condo or a resale condo, townhouse or high-rise, go to my website, www.houstoncondosales.com. For Houstonians, by Houstonians, has all the latest listings for condos. Go ahead, test me. You know, you like, everybody wants the actual best rates. You know, why pay more? I don't get this thing about personalities and stuff like that, but, you know, it's cool that somebody you know works for a bank, but it's all about, are they going to help you pay that bill when it's due? Why not get the best rate? What's today's rates.com? We guarantee you have the best rates. Test mine against your bankers. Test mine against your credit union. What's today's rates.com? Go and log in there, start your account, and you can test my rates every day if you want. Knock yourself out. YouTube, again, at Billionaire Loan Officer. We got three shows starting this year. Y'all be on the lookout for House Tours, Lux, and Express. That's going to be on YouTube. Behind the Sauce, that's documenting my life, the lifestyle. Also, we're going to have the Power of Ownership podcast coming to you. 4K, and we're going to be coming to you live as well. So, a little bit of mixture of both, you know. So, go ahead and subscribe to that. Also, don't forget, I am a French bulldog lover and a bully, American bully lover. Go to my website, Bully Palace, for all your pet accessory needs. Bullypalace.com. It's another one of our websites there. So, all right, so let's go ahead and get it started. If this is your first time tuning in the Power of Ownership podcast, been doing this for now 6 years, man. You know, sometimes we took a break for a month or so. I've always brought it back, you know, solo shows, been bringing guest hosts. So we still going to keep evolving and keep on getting better and keep on keeping on. We're going to keep on putting our content and, you know, keep on doing our thing. You know, it just is what it is. So we talk about not only ownership of homes, but ownership of properties, businesses, intellectual properties. Also, we talk about owning the mind, body, and soul, you know, bridging the gap between the seen and the unseen realm. So we talk about that as well. So go ahead, tune in every Sunday. We're going to bring it to you either live or recorded every Sunday. So be on the lookout for that. It's at Billionaire Loan Officer on YouTube. So check that out. All right, so let's get into our monologue for today. Again, I'm not going to keep you too long, maybe 20 minutes or so. F that, man. You know, it's real quick, simple. Happy New Year to you, everybody. Happy 2023. I know everybody's real aspirational now. Everybody is, you know, in the, I'm going to get it done this year. It's going to be my year type mood. Again, with the Power of Ownership podcast, we're pragmatists over here. We kind of teach you how to, the methodology of how to go about it. And I usually always like to do a positive, especially starting off the year. I want to do a positive show. We did the motivation show on We're Talking Real Estate. And this is the first podcast of this year. So I don't want to start this year on a negative tip, but I want to get something off the chest that's kind of neutral. That is kind of, it could be negative, but I'm going to spin it to a positive. You know, you're the alchemist, so you always can spin stuff to a positive if you want to, if that's what your desire is, because you can make, create whichever you want. So, let's talk about this, man. Vibes. Vibes. Is there a place for vibes in business? Do you go by vibes? Do you make decisions about vibes? I mean, how... I mean, do you create the creative vibe? Let's talk about it, you know? And vibes are even more important than ever. I mean, we could get to the science of that because it's the age of Aquarius. And, you know, you got a lot of fluidity going and, you know, a lot of stuff that was, you know, predominantly feminine is now kind of mainstream. I mean, we could talk about the science about it, but let's get into some of the real granular skills about vibes. I want to start it off with a quote, and I'm gonna hit it from a couple of different angles. If y'all bear with me a second, Deion Sanders is one of my favorite, you know, human beings right now on this planet right now. One of his famous quotes is, he said, "Do not let my confidence offend your insecurities." Again, I'm going to repeat that again. He said, "Do not let my confidence offend your insecurities." And I think I mentioned before, I kind of tickled around it because it's one of those third rail topics that a lot of people don't like to talk about. I talked about before on a Power Ownership podcast how, you know, a lot of confident people make insecure people nervous. You know, and a lot of people, and the reason why they're nervous is because you remind them of what you, that you should be doing. Or they either that or they're not 100% sure of themselves. So they're playing a role and think you're going to discover that they're playing a role. So that's why they feel a certain way while they're in your presence. And it's hard when people in panic mode, they react, you know, the reptilian brain takes over and it's fight or flight. So they either get bad or try to run away. You know, so now I used to, as a youth, I used to be cocky and say, "Who cares? You know, let them run away." However, you do need to be mature, and you can't turn away certain business just because they're not your cup of tea. Doesn't mean that their money don't spend. So I'm gonna dissect this from a couple of different angles. You know, first of all, let me say this. Let me take it from the angle where I'm at right now. I'm to the point in my career where I have choices. I know that's, I'm here on forward, I'm not working with certain people. You know, I made it to a certain point where, not where I'm comfortable, where I could be a little bit more selective about who I do business with and who I grace with my presence. You know, but when you're just starting out, you have to be flexible enough. Sometimes you have to bend the wind, and not bend over, but bend being flexible enough to win. But however, I've gotten to a point where I paid a little bit of dues, so now I can be a little bit selective of who I do business with. So let me make that disclaimer right now. So I am no longer doing business with weirdos. I mean, as far as business to business, customers, again, a lot of customers, you know, they are what they are. But, you know, as the team builds up, I have somebody that, if my personality doesn't fit for you, I have somebody on the team that personality can fit for you. But as far as my personal space and helping people build up their business to business, as far as referral partners and referral business, I think I've earned the right to work with who I feel comfortable with working with. And a lot of weirdos are just going to get left behind, man. Some people are just weirdos. Some people are not cool. You know, they just, it's like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. Some people you just don't mess with. It's not a thing, you know. So my mentor and mattress Mac always used to say, you know, if they make your skin crawl, chances are you make their skin crawl. So the feelings are mutual. Vibes are, you can feel it. You can see it. Your body language speaks, you know, louder than words sometimes. You can, you know, be self-aware. And a lot of hungry salespeople, they don't catch the cues. You know, they don't look at the cues about, you know, knowing the crowd, being able to actual scan the people that you're talking to and see if you're their cup of tea. And no matter how... And I've noticed throughout the years, no matter how articulate you are, no matter how you are a certain professional you are, some people, you're just not their cup of tea. And I don't look at it as an L for me. I look at it as an L for them. You're missing out on one of the best in the business. You're bad, not mine. So you got to continue being excellent and being... the Steph Curry, LeBron James, you know, Tom Brady in your field, and good people will come. So, but you got to work yourself to a point. Now, you're just starting off, you get established. Yeah, you have to kind of, you don't want to force it, but you got to kind of have to bend to win. However, you know, as you build up, you don't have to be as flexible, but you still want to do business with everybody. That's one of the notes I put down. You still want to be able to work with everybody, but everybody that you work with, you don't have to bless them with your everybody that's out in your field, you don't have to bless them with your presence. You got to realize your worth and your value, and everybody's not worth your value. I think this in the Bible, it says, thou should not cast your pearls to swine. Some people are just not worthy of your best, your presence. And a lot of people are just not for you, you know. So I'm not trying to force it anymore. I'm not trying, you know. And what I've chose to do is, for the people that do vibe with me, I'll go extra harder instead of trying to please somebody that you'll never please. Because what happens is, I've always seen it always works out bad. Whenever, you know, and I think my grandmother used to say that. My grandmother and my grandfather, they always used to say this: never chase behind friends, because, you know, never try to make somebody or buy friends. Because what happens is, when they do fall out with you, you know, it's going to wind up bad because they never liked you in the first place. You know, and that holds true. Like, every time I try to go outside of myself to extend the olive branch, not saying don't make new friends. I'm not saying that friendship isn't some work. However, it has to be, anytime you go out of your way to try to make somebody comfortable or make somebody be friendly, it usually winds up bad. Most of the time, if it's not a natural thing, if it's not a natural vibe, not a mutual respect, it usually doesn't work out. You know, not saying that, hey, you know, you might, first impressions is it, one, you're one and done. But however, if you're, you know, 2-3 occasions and you're showing the same thing, it's usually not a good fit. And some people just don't have it. Some people just are stuck in their own way. And I'm not going to try to be the light to get you out of your own way. I'll let whoever you pray to deal with that. So some people are never going to be on that level. Some people don't want to be on that level. But what I've noticed is, you know, a lot of people that are happy, well off, financially stable, are cool, that are, we all automatically vibe. It's the people that's the middle people and the poor people, meaning poor not financially, but poor in spirit and poor in mind. The victims, we that's the ones that I don't have anything in common with. And usually with them, it's not a good match. It's not a good match. But the people that's successful, the people that's, you know, you don't have to be rich in the pocket, but you can be rich in spirit, meaning that your attitude transcends your financial, where you're at financially. Those people that with the glass half full people, we usually vibe. Some people that stuck in their own way, they're boxing themselves out, compartmentalizing themselves, and just why try to break through? I'll break through. You watch me on social media, and you know, break through that way, and then maybe that'll warm you up. But other than that, why give my pearls to swine? You know, and knowing that I'm valuable and I'm worth the beyond the cost of admission. You know, so once you recognize that worth. And it's proven, I proved the concept, boom, there's no more argument. So basically, to wrap up that thought, I'm no longer letting weirdos sit at the cool kid table. Not saying I'm a kid by any stretch of the word. We're not kids, but figuratively speaking, you know, cool kids only at the cool kids table. You know, when you invite the weirdos over to the cool kids table, usually doesn't wind up good. You know, figuratively speaking, of course. Again, let's talk about the opposite way. So let's don't let this be an excuse for not being able to work with everybody. You do have to have the ability and the maturity to be able to work with anyone. But however, there's the ones that you're going to bless, though. You know, so you bless the ones that's for you. I'm able to work with everybody. However, the ones that's for me, that's the ones I'm a bless. And there's levels to it. You know, you can't do everything for everybody. You can't please everybody. You know, so you got to pick your crowd. Pick your, you could be, like Mattress Mack always used to say this, you could be Walmart or you could be Nordstrom. In between is the debt. So pick where you're going. And stick to it. And those that, you know, the people in the middle is the debt, and the people in the middle is the worst, because they either want to be, they hadn't decided where they want to go. They want to be either on either side, so, but they hadn't gotten there yet. So the wannabes, what they do is they act as if they were them, and they overdo it. And when you over-exaggerate, you overdo it, that's when the phoniness comes in. So you got to pick a side and be yourself. So, and I'll give you an example. I'll tell you a story. You know, they say facts fade, but stories live forever. You know, people that know me, I had a promo company back in the day. This is a while back. This was probably, I want to say it's 23 now, probably like 13, 14 years ago. And one of the clients we had was Direct Energy. This is when I first moved back to Houston. And we used to, the client wanted us to flyer certain neighborhoods, you know, flyer certain zip codes. So when we flyer like the higher end neighborhoods, like River Oaks, you know, never had a problem, you know, never had a problem. When we flyered the hood, never had a problem. But when we flyered the mid-range, like the Bel Airs, the you know, certain neighborhoods that's not really rich or the first generation rich, not the old money, but like just got a job and living well. Those were the ones that gave us all the problem with the calling the police and false accusations. Hey, they got guys looking in my window and stuff like that. And we're, all we're doing is putting flyers on the door and going to the next neighborhood. But they thought that's how the rich acted, and they didn't. The very filthy rich didn't give a damn about us being in their neighborhood. You know, you know, so they probably don't even come to the door. It was the maid that was at the door or whatever. So it was the mid-range people that were acting over. They were acting. They were doing the most, as we say, in my community. So it's usually the people that the wannabes that overact, that overpretend, you know. So, and usually those are the pretenders. And the pretenders feel inadequate when real people come around, you know, and that's what it is. It just is what it is. So with those, yes, I will take your money. I will, you hire me for a service, I will do it to my best ability. However, with those who are for me, that's the ones I go hard for. That's the ones I'm gonna do a little bit above and beyond. Because what happens is I'm not exhausting my energy trying to make somebody vibe with me. It's just not, it either you do or you don't. It just is what it is. You know, so that's kind of one of my messages. One of the last messages I want to talk about is, you know, you can't run from it. You know, you're not going to be able to run from people that you don't vibe with. They're going to be everywhere. You just have to take it and learn how to still be a professional. You know, you can't run from it. You got to be mature enough to, in order to actually be able to be a professional. This is what it is. So, you know, that's one of the things you have to do as far as getting to the next level as far as your business. So a lot of people get stuck in that hump. They want to, a person they don't vibe with, they automatically shut down. And they're not able to serve them, or not able to create what the normal level of service that they give everybody else. That's where they get in trouble. So you still have to give a level of service that's uncanny, impeccable. But then you have another gear where you go with people that mess with you. You know, and nowadays it's harder to get that people that really cut for you. But the people that cut for you, you need to go even harder for. So because everybody not for you. This is what it is. One last thing I want to touch on before I get out of here. Again, I'm at the 20-minute mark. Is it important to create a vibe nowadays? You know, a lot of people talk about the vibe and stuff like that. And yes, it's important. It's very, very important to have, especially nowadays, a theme, a vibe, a feel, a spirit, you know, what other words to come up with it? Something that they're expecting you for, a flavor, should I say. And let the people that like your flavor, it's so big and you can touch so many people that like your flavor come to your flavor. Everybody's not going to like your flavor. You know, look at Al Copeland. He didn't change the flavor of Popeye's chicken because one or two people don't like it. You know, but the majority of people like his chicken. There's some people that don't. That can't discourage you because one or two people don't vibe with you. There's several people that do. You just need to find the people that vibe with you. Your vibe is going to be your tribe. I used to say that all. I say that all the time. Your vibe is your tribe. Now with the age of social media, you have to open yourself up more in order to find that vibe. But don't change up your vibe, you know, because to suit one person. It might not be for them. Stick with your vibe. Create your vibe. As long as your vibe is original. Now, if you're trying to copy somebody else's lane, and you know that might not work. But as long as your vibe is original, and the formula works for you, and it make money, stick with it. You know, that's what I'm doing. That's just, I'm gonna be me. I'm gonna be me. This is what it is. Me, the way I am, makes money. Now, not saying that you can't get better. That's another thing I want to clarify. Not saying that you can't adapt and get better and change certain things. However, if it's already making money, you need to make tweaks to make improvements. Not 180 and go about face somewhere else. And give, that's what a lot of people fall off. They get one person, one naysayer, one detractor, and they want to go to the whole on the whole other route. You never get there like that, you know. One person that's trying to tackle you shouldn't impede you from reaching the goal line. You know, you need to have the whole team trying to drag you down, and you still need to pump the legs until you actually reach the goal. You know, and then if you do get tackled, get up and run the ball again. This is what it is. So, again, I'm not going to keep you too long. Let's go ahead and take you out as well. Don't forget, if you're ready for a mortgage, don't let the rush hit you in the door. The best time to, I mean, hit you in the backside. Don't let, you know, and close the door on you. The best time to buy is right now, and I'm not just saying that. I'm serious, because what happens is if the rates dip down this summer like they predicted to, or even let's say the fourth quarter, like Fannie and Freddie said that it would, everybody's going to be lined up to buy again. Then what's going to happen? Stop. They're going to stop giving seller concessions. They're going to stop, you know, everything's going to be above sticker. So the money that you think you're saving, you're not. It's going to be a mad rush. So hop in while everybody else is scared. Go to my website, www.applywithb, if you need special financing. That's what I do for a living. So that's why I made my teeth. Again, I wasn't everybody's first choice, but everybody, those who gave me a chance were surprised that I was, you know, able to make things stick. So go to my website, www.applywithb.com. Also, at Billionaire Loan Officer on all social media, all one word, Billionaire Loan Officer. You ready for a condo? Go to our website, HoustonCondoSales.com. Great website. You want to challenge my rates? Go to whatstodaysrates.com. Another great website. www.bullypalace.com. If you're into, if you got French Bulldogs, any pets, go to our website. Got some of the latest pet gear, everything that you need for pet accessories. Go to bullypalace.com. Also, at Billionaire Loan Officer on all social media, and the Billionaire Loan Officer on YouTube. Go to right now. We got 3 new shows. Check it out. Lastly, you could call me 832-775-8357. You can call me 24/7, as long as it's about business. Call me, and we could talk about discovery as far as if you're ready for real estate. I'll tell you exactly where you're at and what you need to do. Again, I'm not going to take up too much of your time. This was the Power of Ownership podcast. Look at it on the replays on YouTube, Facebook, so on and so forth. With that being said, we're going to take you out. Don't forget that God is a verb, and personal responsibility is your only savior. With that, say peace.